I think if they named a winter sport for me, it would be called ski injury. It's time for Cool Weird Awesome, a show that combines athleticism and artistry, or just tells you about them both. I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, February 13th. Today in 1988, the Winter Olympics began in Calgary, Alberta. I was one of the millions of people who watched the best-known events in those games, like figure skating and hockey. But there were also plenty of eyes that year on one of the demonstration sports, something known as ski ballet. This was an actual sport that started developing in the 1960s and 70s, in addition to the more conventional competitive sports on skis, downhill, cross-country, ski jumping. People were pushing the boundaries of what's broadly known as freestyle skiing. For some skiers, this meant doing really big jumps or spins or other tricks in midair. Others wanted to do something more artistic, a routine set to music, something like a figure skater or a gymnast. Over time, that became known as ski ballet or ballet skiing. Influential people in the skiing world started hosting exhibitions that featured two-minute ski ballet routines, sometimes solos, sometimes in pairs. They might include graceful dance moves, complicated tricks, or even flips over ski poles. These performances started winning more fans and more attention. There was even a ski ballet-themed TV ad for ChapStick at one point. By the 1980s, the International Olympic Committee had taken note, and they added ski ballet to the list of Olympic demonstration sports. It won fans in Calgary and made a return appearance at the 1992 Games in Albertville, France. But that was pretty much it. Reportedly, there wasn't a lot of agreement on just how you judged ski ballet routines. Plus, a sport needs to be played by enough people in enough countries that you can make it worth having an Olympic competition. That can be hard to do. And over time, other winter sports that had some of the same appeal as ski ballet, like moguls and aerials, ended up as official Olympic contests. Ski ballet dropped off the radar. But a couple years ago, some clips from those Olympic demonstrations started making the rounds online, introducing ski ballet to people who might not have even known that it was a sport. And you can sum up the reaction on social media in one sentence. People said they should bring this back. You can learn more about ski ballet. Who knows? Maybe it will come back at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, we'll tell you about a different kind of competition from way, way back. That's right after this.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back. What kind of games did people play in ancient times? Archaeologist Veronica Waweru has some idea. She's been studying several sites in Kenya where she found multiple rows of shallow pits dug into the earth, which she says were likely used to play an early version of Mancala. I'm Brady, but would they have tried ski ballet if it had been around back then? Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool Weird Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.